Rishus Avimori. All the way Simon Reish Mem Tes, different Yadam Negeta Er Shabbos. There are four different sugyas being put together. What about the end of traveling Er Shabbos? Second thing being Mikra Suda Er Shabbos. A third about the answer Meister with fast Er Shabbos. And the fourth about having a Simon Er Shabbos. We go through each one step by step. First, the idea of traveling Er Shabbos, we have a Gemara in Sukkot from Dalad, or Blosber, or Sadik. It says a person should not travel Er Shabbos, Yisim and Gimel Parsois. More than three Parsois. We pass like the Lishna Basra, whether you could be a guest, whether you're coming to your own house, it makes no difference, because maybe they did not prepare for you food. The way the Aruch HaShulchan explains, they won't prepare for you food. They have the similar understanding is that we Mavakal Oedik Shabbos. But Oedi says, you come home, and people will be Makas. There's not enough food, so it takes away the Oedik Shabbos. But he says, then what will happen? People will start cooking a liter Isra of being Mavashal, some Chashecho, the Isra Bishal. So the Bayab means that Oedik Shabbos, means that they should give Kas, means that the idea of leading to a Melocho. Now it says over here, Gimel Parsois. First being Metzias, what is that? So a mil is really, comes out, one parsel is 4 mil. That means three parsois is 12 mil. A mil, bakery paskin, we have to waste time with gimel, is 18 minutes. So the person over here has a case of 12 mil, 18 minutes. It comes out to be a little more than 3.5 hours. 3 hours and 36 minutes is the zman over here. The person should not travel on her Shabbos. Now the words of Mishabuah is me'ascholos hayoyim. And explains different of them. Bainly works 10 parsois. So it says, Kor v'lishlush hayoyim. Now, Kamal Mishmur says, that's the gear to walking. What about a case the gear to going on a wagon? Is he said over here distance or they said time? So he says it makes no difference. Apichaj Mishmur, the sugya, whether it's the distance itself is parso or the time, we go after the gear of time. It means shlush hayoyim. The gear is time. That means once it's 3 hours and 36 minutes, you have a problem over here. Now, the way the Chaim Novik brings it down, he says, these new cars, the way the Aruch HaShulchan brings down the case of trains, that means the Mishmur brings down the case of wagons, whether they get to wagons, or horses, or horsepower, or trains, it's all in the category of you cannot travel more than Shlosh HaYom. Now, you could ask, Mishmur said, the Paiskim say, it shows manis, let's be mechab to the case of the summer or the winter. We know the summer, you have much more longer Erev Shabbos, Masha Enke in the case of the winter. So the Chaner reading the sugya discusses this question. He says not to mechalik. Once where he says the idea we had to mevatul enik Shabbos is also because you're weary and you're tired from the traveling itself. So but see if the idea of traveling being weary over here, therefore we're not coming to mechalik whether it's the summer months or winter months or the way of the Torah Shabbos, how he wants to say. It's time the sugya of loy plug chazadam mechalik to get a shlosh ayim. Live with the Shmir Shabbos brings down the Archoner, the Torah Shabbos, not to Michalik, whether the case of here, the case of summer or the case of winter. Now, come on to Gedal Achorin and point out already, from the Ushainim already, the Minigal Elim is to be Mekel. Not to worry about this Indian that we do travel. The question is, where are they coming from? So, first, Lechor, today, why should be any different? Pashto says, whether go to the case of a wagon or not, or car, should not make any difference. So the Magavram already brings down this meaning over here to Mekel. He quotes the case of the Bach Golo, the Maisa is different. A Golo is different. It sends you the sugya of the Bach. Maisa, they point out the Torah Shabbos, others point out, look up the Bach inside. The Bach says, the meaning of Elim Shem Mekel, it says why a Golo and the source is different in the case of walking. But Anachlam, Mutav Shishogim Ayyem Ezidim. I mean, the Bach inside is not saying it's to be Mekel going on a wagon. The Bach inside is saying to me, Machmer, but no one listens to keep quiet. So the first Magavim wants to make up the case of Agolah, point out the Magavim Lukur is incorrect. Look at the Makar. So where the Machsa Shekel people going to want to answer? There can be two halachos of it. Magavim is the Kohen Aleph, is the Kohen Beis. The Kohen Beis, he says, we have to be telling the struggle of today's day and age, we prepare things for Revach. And the holy side is, the problem is, we'll come to someone's house, whether it's your own house or a guest, there won't be enough food over here. Today, everyone knows there's always leftover for Sunday, Mar Shabbos. Kids don't like eating it, no one likes eating it. There's so much to prepare a thing with Revach. Never but see of the two timings, never came long to be Mekel by the case of Agolo. So, coming out to number one, we have one heter. It's the sugar that a wagon mice is different. Magavram, Eliyahu, Pirmin Godim, Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishmur seem to be same up on that. It's mashed in that way. Again, they point out that's not the Bach, not the Shabbos. Right, the Shabbos is the argument. The second thing again, next Magavram, once we have things for Revach,
and we don't have a baya coming home, not enough food over there, things not from Simpson, might be you should tell the person you're coming to us with Omer Chaveri. But besides the Omer Chaveri aspect, you come, there's always enough food. There's always enough food. It's never going to be Tashis, be a baya of leading to Kass, leading to Kass of Bishal over here. Therefore, came along the Mach of Rum, quoting that good already, the Minikis make over here. Again, the Torah Shabbos, the grass, the kids, and the Shabbos does bring it down. Agam, they point out that's not the Machaber. Kavach Chaim says that's not the Machaber. El Rabbi says, where are you getting it from? Simon's Apolishkim is not this way. So we have two atterim in the Mach of Rum, Sivkan Alf, Sivkan Beis. The Shabbos is Samech upon them, it seems. Number one, today's different, Mitzad, we have things Berevach, not the Simpson. And number two, Mitzad, the case of Agolo. The way the Machaber brings down the Heter, he brings down, and at the end he says, however you tell the person that you're going to, that you're coming for Shabbos, and it's forming down, whether the case of a letter or a telegram, which today we have a phone or other devices, how to tell people. They will come along over here, the place can say, the whole issue is you might come to places not enough food. They know about the mice, they're making enough food over here. Therefore, it should not be a problem. Extending to that, says the Orcha Shulchan, let's say he gets by the person every single week. It's fine, he knows you're coming. It's the same idea. Also, it's not a problem. You can also travel more than Gimel Parsois if he gets by him every single week. So the Shmir Shabbos, let's say you're leaving your house more than Gimel Parsois, you come back to your own house. Same idea. Unless you made the food beforehand, going back and forth, it should not be a problem over here. Void, come along the Kavach Chaim, the Divrei Menachem, so let's say the place where you live in, the stores are open all day. So come back 2 hours before Shabbos, go buy food in the stores over here. Same site. Now, if you have with you Seidah, if you have with you Mezainis, you bring with you in your car over here, then the Mice to the Mishnebuah, the Alocha brings in the Machlikis, the Aliyabo, Risha from Mashal, the Mice wants to be Makel, Hathaway in the Shemir Shabbos, again the Tolis Tomid says, Loi Pul Chachomim. Mice, it sounds like in these reasons, again, we have either Heter of being Berevach, or Mitzad Yisoid, we're going in a wagon over here, or Mitzad Yisoid, we know we're going to have food over there, or any way of giving food, we come to eat. The Eilu is not medactic upon this halacha of not traveling more than Shlish Hayoyim, more than 3.5 hours Erev Shabbos. However, come all the Achorim and bring down the Yisrael Shabbos, that today the Minhag should make over these reasons. However, there's going to be noch a problem. Sure, you want to make sure you have the food by the destination you get to, but you have to also make sure you get to the destination. That means the whole halacha over here in the Shulchan Aruch is the destination you get to, maybe there's not enough food. There's another problem. Maybe you won't get you to your destination. Come away the Bach Porta Magavrom, and the kids of Aruch Shulchan the Mishnah say there's a problem here. Mishnah writes it twice. According to Gimel, according to Vav, the numerous times people they leave, and things happen on the way. There's traffic. There's accidents. There are flight delays, and people somehow do not seem to get their destination. A known story years ago. There was a bus on the way to Lakewood in the snowstorm, and they arrived after Shabbos, even according to Rebbe Natan. Big tumult, what they did was correct and not correct. At a Karev, who tried to get to New York for Rosh Hashanah, ended up being stuck in some hick town for Rosh Hashanah. He had no shofar, he went to the non-religious shul, got a shofar, and he went to the fields all day trying to blow 100 kolos. People sometimes don't exactly think. You get to places, and people are stuck on highways and roads, and they're trying to, is it Ben Hashmashis? Maybe it's a case of a kono, maybe get a case of a guy, what's exact man. And numerous times, they're not exactly isking Das Torah or Halacha, and they're doing being semich upon their own Yeshua, and the mamash, there are problems over here. Now, how long do you have to prepare yourself to make sure you get there before Shabbos? So, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch rings down, the Shia is 1 hour. Make sure you get there before 1 hour. Now, by that time, that's an arbitrary number. You have to really be practical over here. That means the Chaim Noon, he brings it down. He says, these new cars, these days, Chaim Noon says, they break down all the time. You've got to be very careful about this halacha. Things happen. His words are, Chochom Einav Bereshoy. Basically, the get over here is, you got to be practical. That means people, they take flights Thursday night, arrive in America on Friday. So Friday morning, I can hear. But to arrive Friday afternoon, that's when you hear all the stories. Yeah, you arrive in Friday afternoon, and my luggage, till they got the luggage out, till this delay and that delay, and every flight has a delay over here. And the words of the Aruch HaShulchan, the thought of Mekatrig on Erev Shabbos to make this Kekulim. Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Gimel says, on traveling, he makes sure to get you. Right, so you have to make sure people, when they want to go to the mountains in the summer, so everyone knows Thursday night is good, Friday morning maybe, but you leave Friday afternoon, especially July 4th weekend, Labor weekend, Monroe knows that they're getting people for Shabbos. Monroe is, you go to the 17th, the Palisades, you have to get to the Monticello, or Woodburn, whatever you have to go to, Monroe knows every Shabbos they get people. They set up food already. So maybe he took you the sugi over here of the idea of food. But you don't get your destination. And people by camp or bungalow colony see all the time people driving in to the bungalow colony, hopefully only after Lucas Nays before Shkia. And they can run take a shower then. No, at them, because I'm not sweating, I just came somewhere. So how are they taking a shower? Exactly what they're doing, Yishlotin. You see it all the time. Chochem ene bereshoy, and that means you might take care of the technical din, we're having food over here, but you have to also make sure you get there in a oifen that's mechubal l'kavod Shabbos. Sifes is coming a Gemara we have in Gittin, Daf Lamechas, that being there for B'yoichnan, there are two mishpachas that were in Yerushalayim. There are kveh suda, one on Shabbos, one on Erev Shabbos, v'shneim ne'ekru. Mishmur brings down the words of the Gemara, they both were destroyed. Now, what were they doing wrong on eating a meal on Erev Shabbos? The Shabbos brings down three separate problems. Number one, it brings down from Rashi in the Sugya, Daf Lamaches, and Gittin. Rashi says, you come to the Suda Shabbos, and you're not hungry anymore. You have a big meal on Erev Shabbos, come Shabbos, not eating the meal, l'ta'evon, without an appetite. A second issue, Rebbeinu Chananel, brought down by the Rashba, the Mishmur of Kot, Yud brings down. Why? Can it come along to have a big meal on Erev Shabbos? You won't have time to be eating it, Tzarcha Shabbos, l'kavod Shabbos. Or third reason, the Rashba that's brought down the Bialocho, Mitzadi being Mizalz, the covered Shabbos, can have a nice big meal on Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos you'll have not as nice, or in comparison is not that great. So you have either the Isser, Mitzadi, not eating the meal to Evoin, or Mitzadi, so you're not going to have time to be eating in Tzarcha Shabbos, or Mitzadi, so of Zilzal of covered Shabbos. Now the Torah is Tais for Shabbos, brought down Pima Gonim, gets involved in Nafkaminis between the timing. However, how he ends off, Lamaisa, maybe Chazal will not Cholik, not Machalik in the Svaras, like Plug, Machol in the Osir. I'm not getting involved, these are the time of Shabbat, but Chazal say he did not make a Suda Kfuah on Erev Shabbos. Now, if you realize, there are three Gedorim over here in Sepeis. The Suda She'enu Regila B'Mois HaChol, something that's special, unique. The Suda Regila, you always have B'Mois HaChol. And then something that's not B'li Suda Klal, not Big Kfeah Suda. Three different Klalim and Gedorim. You go through each one. First, someone wants to have a Suda She'enu Regila on Erev Shabbos. So, for example, people, some of them arrive Friday morning from Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael, and they see the Kravim, and they want to have a nice meal, a nice brunch on Sunday on Friday morning. You have a nice brunch, very nice Mechubad, all the Kravim get together, lots of free time, the guys are not curl, the kids are around. Let's have a nice Gishmak time to get together, the family, the Mishpacha. As happened over the years, maybe numerous times. And one of the great options are usually a Friday. Friday's a great option. Before when it comes out over here, if the Suda She'enu Regila, if it's not a Suda Mitzvah, I don't think getting together is a Suda Mitzvah. The Chutz Osir, when's the Osir? Says in Mechavah, according to the Magen Mishnah, the whole entire day. Even from the morning and onwards, the Maisat Osir. There is no difference whether it's an afternoon or Chatzos, even from the morning. Says the Bialocho. Says the Bialocho. Even if it's once in your lifetime, because right in the case of Erison, right, hopefully get married one time, even in the case of Erison over here. He says, even if you're an usher, daki kol yoyim, he brings on also you have to mishan up, you actually give daf lamaches, there's no difference. Now, to be a little bit practical about it, Chodashoni gives you examples. He says, let's say you go to a place where they serve mamash beruavchus. He says, for example, an hotel. Go to Beit Malon. You know, you get there for Shabbos, and you get there Friday morning, and there's beruavchus, and the inn seems to enjoy themselves. Now, you're going to, that's not nice, I don't cover Shabbos, I'm not going to fill myself up more than usual. He said, the fact that you had a meal that Maisa has Mechubad more than Kavod Shabbos, he says, still you have to worry after Bayab Gia be Kavod Shabbos, it cannot be by the meal. Even though you eat the same amount, every Friday morning you eat one amount. In the hotel, you eat the same amount. But the fact that you have a Suda G'dilah She'enu Regila, that itself is also being there to begin Kavod Shabbos. That's one thing. A second thing the Chodesh Shani says, if you eat a lot, for example, let's say you always have three meals, and today you try to have a fourth meal. You can sit down and have noch a meal. That's also a bayah, because it's not a sugar to everyone. That means you took on this sroes l'chumro, both of them. That means you cannot go to a hotel Friday morning and have what they serve there. Now, you can tell me you just had a coffee on the side, maybe, because that's not really having part of the meal. But to have the meal there, it got me not going to fresh away like the other things. But the mice, still, it's a sugar to over here.
You're eating a little bit.
Said the Chodesh, his words, even though you did not eat that a lot.
Even if it's
You buy the suda. You buy a chasna Friday morning. Chasna is a mitzvah. But the Yisrael Shabbat is not the amount that you're eating. The Yisrael Shabbat says is the suda Shabbat. The suda Shabbat. Again, it's not relative to Shabbos. It's relative to what you usually do, and now you're doing it on Friday special. Now you're in the hotel every day. A Krius. You're having Krius.
I can't think of any size of pancake.
Fancy breakfast,
and
I'm not washing it.
Fierce, fierce.
Kind of regular time that you have every week. I can't take a slice of pancake and walk away from the seat.
No, so if you take it, you walk away from the brunch that's going on by the hotel, can't say. You're not eating there. Not clear.
Everyone has their
own
table.
I need to finish. Next. It's late, so we gotta go. Can't say a little bit different. That's to get to Suda Sha'inu Regila. Have a second Dargah, Suda Regila. Right, everyone, let's say they wash during the week, Pas Shachris every day. Could they have Pas Shachris Friday morning? So nice to come on the Mechaber and says the whole entire day is Mutter. Medina, the whole day is Mutter. Have it Mitzvah Lemenoya from Teisha Shoysen onwards. That means you want to have a regular lunch like you always do, no problem. Regular breakfast like you always do, no problem. It's a Krius, it can be always a large lunch, no problem. It's mitzvah l'mnoi over here. Now, the Mishmur does say that you have to also be practical. And realize in the summer months, and the winter months are a little bit different over here. That means in the summer months, maybe the halacha could be teisha shoyis l'mayla. But I think in the winter months, you should maybe be makdimit, say for the 8th hour, the 7th hour, where you should come to Shabbos, having a desire to go eat the meal of Shabbos. The third level, bilik v'yasudo, come the Bialoch and the Mishmu, and they say, Lemaisa, there is no mitzvah even Lemanoya. You want to have cake and a coffee? Lechatchila, lechaladeis, there's no mitzvah over here. Hagam says the Torah Shabbos, four times the Shmir Shabbos. Let's say the amount of nashi eating is the amount that you create a suda upon. So you're back to get a mitzvah Lemanoya. That means the case of a bleak via suda means when you're nashing, it doesn't fill you up, it's to get you by. When it fills you up like a regular meal, that's back to the second level. Of Kriya Suda, which you have a head to do, but Mitzvah L'mnoya. So comes out first the three Gedorim, which not Rogel, that's Oster Kol HaYoyim, which is Regilus, Baloch is Mutter Kol HaYoyim, Mitzvah L'mnoya from Teishoyos L'Milo, have a bleak Kriya Suda L'mais, it's Mutter, no even Milo. Kamal Ramon says, but the Gedis Suda is Mitzvah, and the two different types of Mitzvah, one's Bizmanish, Loi Bizmanai. If it's Suda She'inu Gila by Suda Mitzvah, the loch is to be machmer and less is money. Less is money. What's a loch? So it comes out, again, be clear, if it's money, the mice it's mutter. Shloib is money, the mice cannot have it. Now, even when the mice it's mutter, for example, you have a bismilo on Friday. It's money, a day, Friday. What's this man? Can you have a big meal, you can have your fleishiks for the Israelis, or the Americans have the milchiks, you can have all the magarvam over here, it's a boss of yain, fine, put that to the side. Whatever your minig is, can I have a mamash sudash enu gilo? Is there a zman to it? Could I have an afternoon? My says, mutter is mutter. It's come along the Bach, he says, the chachila person should have it before Shah Asiris. Come along the magarvam, he quotes the Bach, and says, the chachila before Shah, before the 9th hour. I think when they say the 9th and 10th hour, I think one just means the end of the ninth, one before the tenth. I think so. I mean, the Achorim say Divin Loshainis, but I think it's the same as I can't both of them say the Losh of Kaidim. So, come along, they're saying the end of the ninth, the beginning of the tenth, that's the Zman L'Chachil that beforehand. Al Rabbah, Taisha Shabbos, Gras, and others. That means in a half hour before Minchak Tano. However, come along, the Mishnah Brua, and it quotes the Chayodim, it says, no, you should have a Peshachris. Have the Pris not by the ninth hour, have a Peshachris. Either Bach the Magarum say the 9th and 10th hour, Lav Dafko. They mean Lav Dafko. What's the Rayo? The Rayo is a case of when you have the Sudas Purim, that's Bez Hashem coming up this year for the people who do not live in Yerushalayim. Sudas Purim this year comes out, times Esther on Thursday, Purim on Friday. So went to have the meal in Purim. Says Ramon Tovrei Tzadok Kesef Beis, have the meal, everyone knows the regular Purim, we have it in the afternoon. When Purim comes out on Friday, have the meal Bishachris. Why? Sudas Mitzvah Bizmanoi. So the mitzvah of Bizmanai, you have Bishachris, says the Mishmur, just like by Purim, which is saying, you said over here, Bizmanai, Bishachris, he also by the case of Bismila, Bishachris. Either Bach, the Magarvam, Lav Dafko, Bishachris. Now, Reb Chaim doesn't want to answer Mechalik. The case of Purim, Shchiach, Shechrus, or it's on the point, the meal goes on for a long time. Resmila is not as long, Pinabez is not as long, Kudayma, Kimichal between the two sugyas, Mishmuel disagreed and says the same sugya. He says the get over here is from Shachris. Now, what does it mean, Shachris? The Choshukhan over here says it means before Chatzais. And Mishmuel and Hilton's poem says it means before Chatzais. That means this year coming up outside Yushlaim, people in New York, New Jersey, like what they do, Beitar, Bnei Brak, they'll start the meal before Chatzais, the Chatzilo. Let's say you do not stop before Chatzais. So they get the poor Mishmu being done, even also Maril, can do it from the ninth hour. But let's say even you miss the ninth hour. It's now, it's an hour before Shkia or Shabbos. Do you write down the meal, an hour before Shkia? Can you risk meal an hour before Shkia? Says the Bach, El Rab, Mishmu, the place can say, when you miss this man, but the Evid, call it Yom. It's Manoi. My sense is Manoi here. So it comes out in the Geta, a student's mitzvah is Manoi. There are three things. Number one, the Chachila, Shachris, for Chatzalis. Number two, those who say before the ninth or tenth hour. And number three, b'di'eved, you missed that, kol ha'yom. I mean, sometimes b'ochrim, till they get to the meal on Purim, they roll around, very close to Shkia, you tell them to go wash. Wash, you wash. There's not a shiloh there. Avad, you go wash. Now the question is, what's nichel and sudas mitzvah b'zmanoi? What's nichel and gedeshloi b'zmanoi? Which one is mutter? And mutter like atchila b'shachwis, b'di'eved kol ha'yom? Which one of the mice is also? So go through the Seder HaChaim in a person's life. First, Mila Bezmanoi, Poshit, it's a mitzvah. Not even Shiloh. Second case, Mila Shloi Bezmanoi. So Magaram does end off with the Shach and Taz and the Hilchus Mila, a race of Vav that says you should not have the Bris Mila on Friday. But not mitzvah the Sugya of Sudo. It's sad if you had the Bris Mila on Friday, it'll lead to the case of Chil Shabbos to take care of the Kutinik, who is a Mokum Korf Nefesh. Maisa, certainly the Bnei Ashkenaz do not hold that way. They said, I'm not sure. But comes out, once you do the Bris Mila, all the places you say, Lemaisa, a person can have the Suda on a situation that is an Erev Shabbos. Not be a problem over here. Again, yes, he says not to have the Bris Mila. But if you have the Bris Mila, we can have the Suda even though Shloi Bismanoi. A third case, Pinya Ben Bismanoi. So the place came about, that is the Zman, that we can have the Suda, like Achil B'Shachris, but the Avikol Yoim. Pidya ben Shloi Bizmanoi, it's interesting, my colleagues on the page over here, a lot of people, when they give a shikol Torah on Pidya ben, especially when it comes on Friday, they discuss this question over here, can they have a pseudo, not have a pseudo? The Magarav Maisa says, you cannot have a pseudo. And he understands Shloi Bizmanoi, the only mile of doing it earlier is as Sugya Zuzi Magdinim. It's not the Zman right now. And numerous places can go this way, the Eli Rabba, Paisa Shabbos, the Pirim God of Oid, Piregan in the grass. I said, Hashani, the Mishmura from the Chayodom says, no, call Shaita Vashaitai, you have a chiyav right now to go to the mitzvah Pidya ben. They get involved in lumpness. What's he said of Pinya Ben? What's going on over here? So you have machlokes, and those who are possible like the Mishnah Berurah, from Zalman, Shmir Shabbos. This room have a big machlokes about it. And Hoga, as far as I can tell, Lelma Maisa does do a case of a Pinya Ben, Shloi Bizmanoi, on a case that's Friday over here. The Chachilo, again, you show the case in the morning. A fifth case is a person has the Bar Mitzvah on Friday. Can you have the Suda on Friday? So when you learn the Sugin Reish Chofein or Chaim are having Bar Mitzvah, Mishmur brings down two reasons why it is a Sudas Mitzvah. And when the Bar Mitzvah comes down on during the week, you should have a Sudas Mitzvah. For this reason, said the Orcha Shulchan over here, the Banish Chai says, Avadis, Nichol Geneb is Manoi, and you can have a big meal. At Sadr Sheni, the Turish Chaim says, the whole idea of Bar Mitzvah is not that simple, there, that how strong the Makuris are. Sadr Machabe, Nadr Amor, the Makuris Yishlodi says, but he says, we have an opportunity that the Marshal says, you want to have a Bar Mitzvah on a different day with Divrei Torah, we can come the Bar Mitzvah on a different day with Divrei Torah. So do a different day over here. Divrei writes the Torah Chaim, his own son Yehuda, had a Bar Mitzvah on Friday, and he pushed it off. He did not do it on Friday for that reason. It was Chosh to be Machmer, the Chodishon, he says, the Mice to be Machmer. Shailah, I've never seen a Bar Mitzvah on Friday afternoon. It's either Thursday night or on Shabbos. I've never seen it that way. It could be more as practicality, Shabbat. But it's an interesting question. A sixth case. Again, the Seder Chaim, a person has a shidduch, he gets engaged. And they have a, sometimes, with a padat, and Eretzol is a little less, the words of Mishmur and Eretzol is not nechlinget of a pseudo. In America, it depends on what kutzi you're part of. So the question over here is, can you do that in a case of Friday? So Maisa Mishmur over here writes, from the Prima Gordon, Maisa, it's not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah. Hagam, the three other Mishmurahs, and Simon Tov Mem Dalad, Simon Tov Tesvov, Simon Tov Kufdun Aleph, three different times, he says it is a mitzvah. It's kasha. The mice over here says not nichol get a mitzvah, you cannot do it on Friday. And anyway, the people who usually make these big parties do not do it on Friday practically. The seventh case, the person who has a erusin, Now, if a person did the Erisin on Friday, can he have the Suda on Friday? Kamal Mishmur Migdan Machloikis, Maga Ram versus Eli Rabba, Maga Ram says the Maisa, since you're doing the mitzvah today, Shemi Yakdimenu Acher, therefore you can do the Suda on Friday. So Hashem, the Eli Rabba says, Bitoicha, the Suda, do the Erisin now, but Doicha, the Suda is another day. So Machloikis, Tayyah Shabbos, and the Gain wants to be Machmer, the Archashulch, the Kalchaim wants to be, the other way, the Shabbos, the Gain, the Graz wants to be Makel, the Archashulch, the Kalchaim wants to be Machmer. Then the day Mishmur says, Nochel Lochosh, if you can push it off. Today we don't do Eish from that Nesuin, but the same question again, Sugim Nesuin. My son, Magav Ram, says the mice can be Mekel. Again, Tayyah Shabbos, the Graz, people got him. It sounds like the Mishabuah, Maisa Nochel Lochosh, even in the case of Nesuin, should not have the meal on Shabbos. And even people who get married on Friday, usually they have the chas and the meal on Friday night. A ninth case which does happen is when I miss all the time, where people, can they make Sheva Brachas on a Friday afternoon? Sheva Brachas, can they have a nice brunch? My son and El got married. This chas was Thursday night. People flew in from America. They were there. Shabbos, people were going different places to other kravim. So the question was, can we get together and have a nice Sheva Brachas on Friday? Is Sheva Brachas a mutter and a suit of his manai, and therefore not true with Shachris, but you have Kol Yoyim? Or no, the mice it's also. Can you have a Sheva Brachas the mice on a Friday? Come along with Chaim No, and he writes over here on the Sigyo, there's no chiv to have Sheva Brachas except to have one. Therefore, you cannot have it on Friday, you cannot have these nice brunches, the mice it's also. Brought down by Mesim Chobonim, the Oshkol, he said, the mice it's also. Now, I think the mice is Lashitosai, I would disagree. Chaim No again says, Yisrael Shabbat is Sheva Brachas is Nichol Gev Shloi Bizmanai. What's the loch in the gate to Sugyo of Asiyim? Asiyim. So come on to be a locho and being down, Pidya Ben is Bizmanai, and who didn't see him as Sechto is Bizmanai? Even Asiyim is Sechto. Come on, Chaim No, and he says, why? True, it's a Kol HaTorah, but there's no Chiev. But he points out the locho in Reith's Reish Mem Vav was brought down the loch of having Asiyim. It's a loch of Shukunok to have Asiyim. And the Reish Mem Vav, the loch of Sama Torah. Over there, Behaiti brings down from the Maram Mintz, this man is not Mesugul, not the correct time to have Asiyim. Seven Maram Mintz, don't learn the last couple lines and save it for a different day. So don't learn it on Friday and save it for a different day. There's not the correct time to go have it. Void. Who's Mechayvi to have it now? No Chiv Asiyim. Therefore, Mechayim Nosem Leshitosa, you cannot have Asiyim on Friday. Now, what seem you mean? And Chaim No did not ask me from Erev Pesach, because the math they serve is different. And maybe the Tzarech Le'al Shishamoy, people have to have a Siyim, but not to ask Kasha. Maisa, who disagrees, Chavetz Chaim. So, the Chura, if you hold the case, the argument back is the Maisa. I finished today, this is this man, that's correct, I make the Siyim, that's Kabbalah Torah, that's the Mitzvah Shishamoy. So, Chaim No said the Maisa not to have a Siyim. And Mishmur says, yeah. So the Chura comes out of so, and you get to the Chavetz Chaim, the Chura, if you can have a Siyim, the Chura can have Sheva Brachas. Same idea. The Oid may be Moisif, they do discuss on. Every day is get a mitzvah. What? No Chiyim, but Siyim is no Chiyim. Siyim, again, the Chaim No writes, and agrees, no Chiyim to have a Siyim. Every Siyim you make, you know, Chaim had a little bit of wine, that's all he had. No Chiyim to have a Siyim, though. No chiyuv to mesameach. It's a mitzvah. Every shev roch is a mitzvah. There's no chiyuv. But what does Chaim know? He also yeah, same thing. Same yisoid. Same yisoid. That's all. Second is numerous places we discuss in Erev Pesach about having shev brachas. And I see the ma'isa kipatira of a chor. And the ma'isa I see the ben shchai kavachayim. So the shul ma'isa said he can have shev brachas in Erev Pesach, which is even worse than Erev Shabbos.
That's a chiyuv. That's a mitzvah.
So again, if you have an Erev Yon on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to. The close can Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to. The discussion you have is Erev Brachas and Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is Medinoi. And it's discussing you can't have Erev Brachas and Erev Pesach. Fine. Nearly. What? Don't say either way. Well, myself, but if you finish a different day, make a Siyim on Friday, that you can't stop. It's Monday. If you finish on that day, Gemachai Noh says, you can't negate a Siyim. Mishmur says you can, and I think the same thing be the case of Sheva Brachas. Next three cases, the 11th, 12th, and 13th case, put them all together, is the case of having a Suda Rosh Chodesh. Can you have Friday morning a one Baravchus? A Suda Nechal Amoid. Erev Yontif, Baravchus. A Suda Neshana Rabbo. Erev Shana Rabbo is Erev Shmini Atzeres. Can you have a nice Suda Neshana Rabbo? Can you have a Suda Sheinu Rigil Neshana Rabbo? Michal Moik, you do that. So in the get Rosh Chodesh, Halacha the Siman Tov Yutes, to have to be Moisip. Is there a Chiv there? Come with the Orcha Shulchan, and he writes on these three cases. So the Rosh Chodesh, and the Chol HaMoed, and the case of Shana Rabba, he says, since these are not as Choshev as Shabbos, therefore the Halacha is you cannot have Sudusha Einu Regilo on these Zmanim. And he says that Shana Rabba, the Olam does, he said, Tzorchi, there's no way the Minigal is to go do that. It's Kosh game, but he's still, he said, Chol HaMoed, you shouldn't, he writes, Chol HaMoed, no. Rosh Chodesh, no, and Shana Rabbi said, Tzorchi, the Minigal. My son, the Eish Levan, before him, the Wichasho, the being that Torah Chayim, the Chodeshani, the disciple, all this, the Maestai did have big suitors on Chol HaMoed, on Rosh Chodesh, and Minigal Klal Yisrael himself, or Chosholim says, to have no Shana Rabbo. L'chud, the Yisrael Shavoy, even though it's less of a dark of Shabbos, it's a Zolzol. Maestai have a mitzvah, this is his Manoi. This is the time right now. So again, the Chosholim says not to. But so I see, Pukhazi, mind the Amidabar, Maestai, right now, this is his man, can be maksh of the suit of his Manoi, that we makshiv and on Rosh Chodesh and the Shana Rabbah and the Chol HaMoed should not be a problem. Again, not like the Orcha Shulchan. You can ask the same thing. You have a student on Istur Chag that comes on a Friday Erev Shabbos. So Lachan Shulchan Aruch Istur Chag. So the Maaseh, okay, Eish Lavrom says L'chor you can, L'shitos V'Buchatcha. Chod Orcha Shulchan says L'vad you can't. Take one last case. Case of Purim. Purim comes on Erev Shabbos. So really there are three cases. This year Purim was going to come out on Erev Shabbos. So what you could do, it's suited as Bismanoi in the Vada, you live in Nebrak or Beitar or Kedoyma, Vada, Lachatkhila, Babaiker, and the Koloyoyim. But what happens when Purim comes down on Thursday and Shushan Purim comes down on Friday? That means, in Tosha Bei Beis, a year and a half ago, Shushan Purim came out on Friday. It comes up to two questions. One is that people on Shushan Purim in New York or Lake or Nebrak, could they have a pseudo Sheinu Regilo on Friday? Number two, could my son-in-law come to me in Har Nof? And I'm still having a Siddush Eni Rekilo. I hope a Siddush Eni Rekilo. So there, my son who lives in Beitar, my son lives in Tel Tzion, my son lives in Beitar, can they come to me to the meal? Two different questions. So they get to their own Shushan Purim where they live over here. Come on, come to the Eski, the Shulchan Torah. My says, Zaloche in Tofrei Tzadikain by Purim. Zechiv Mishtav Simcha Ksas Beis Yomim. So this is my says right now, Ksas. So they can. Atzal Shani Baran Leib Shtanamin, and the Chodesh Shani says, Tzas. It's relative. Sound like the Aruch HaShulchan over here. And they can't. I mean, even by themselves, could they have a suit or not? Sounds like the same machloik is like Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and Buchzim, my Dam, and the Bar. You can argue the point, they can't have a suit. Maybe this is Manoi, but it's less than the Chivu Shabbos.
Tzas doesn't mean more than regular?
Rissus. You can put Rissus over here. Rissus. Oh no, so we'll get. What's that?
What's
Ksas? Everyone knows the Purim at night is only Ksas. That's why there's a little shkum Ksas. That's why people don't get that high, right? Each one onto his own.
But
Negeta, I think more, people usually on Shushan Purim don't have a Suda Shenu Gila. But what does happen on Shushan Purim, when they come to Yushalayim, they join Suda Shenu Gila. That's very common. And every time that happens, every couple of years, the big tumult, what's the correct Anogo? L'mais the Chodeshani in the Sefer, and they want to say, come to the case of a Milo versus the case of Purim Sudo. By Milo, I have a right to Mishtatif, but the Sud itself is a mitzvah. Mashing Purim is not the Sud itself is a mitzvah. The Gav is a mitzvah to be knowing this way. But it's not the Gav, not it's not the Sud Shavoy. So you want to sign up by the Milo, it's on the Sudo. I'm Mishtatif, the Sud is mitzvah. That's his man. The Sud is my Purim, it's not the Sud Shavoy. Tzara Shani, the Yitzchak Knievsky, and the Nemetzal others say, Avad 100%, they want to be shtatif, no problem over here. And the Chor, they're coming from three different avenues. Either Katayno, at the end of the day, the meal itself is a mitzvah. A gamish b'chor upon the gavro, the suit itself is the mitzvah. And like a meal can be shtatif, you're also going to be mishtatif. V'oid, the loch in Tovrei Tzadikei is you should not eat by yourself, you should eat with chaverim. Mishpocho, the words of Mr. Brewer is, E efshel smech keroi, without having chaverim. So they're not to stand the coming. They're being chilk of the simcha. That's part of the mitzvah. They have yichaverim there, have yimishpoch over there. Va'oid, the loch is chayv mishtav simcha k'tash beiz yomim. Therefore, I think before you can't have them there. The way Reuben says it over, it really depends. When the son of the son are coming there, what are they coming for? Are they adding to your simcha? Or no, you have enough simcha. That is coming to be freilich in another part of your suda. So what's the matara there? What's the tzura being there? If they come to at Yisimcha, he says, he holds very shtak about that's his mitzvah. I can tell this is not bismanly. That's your mitzvah being shot, your mitzvah, chelik mitzvah is anti mitzvah. And that is coming because you know what? It's got another opportunity to be a little bit freilich. Then we'll care, and you know, we'll care for him. Each one onto their own relationship with the kids and son-in-laws, or daughter-in-laws, each one. So then he says, what is that? That's dumb. That's, you take up using this man, but it's Erev Shabbos. You have to worry about Shabbos over here. So it comes down to really three ways to look upon it. Because he might have in the bag. Next, you know, that the Meister, the Mitzvah, could promise Shulish last week to say to Mitzvah, Bisman on Friday. We're going to be Machma and promise Shulish all 3 days. You'll see. Kacha. 3 days of Mishnah Vesimcha. It's actually be here. Everyone. Now, there's a Bialoch over here in the Simen that brings down three different points. Long Bialoch. So, it brings down that, let's say a person had a suitors for a Smilo Friday morning, Bismanoi, they're allowed to eat there. If you eat by the Suda's Milo, will happen to come to be Friday night, and you have no room to eat the meal, you're stuffed. Your mom, you're mishtatev with the Suda's Milo, especially older people, they eat in the morning. Come to the night time, they can't eat anymore. What to go do? The loch is, you can person now eat three meals during Shabbos during the day. That means you're not going to wash Friday night, you can eat three meals during the day. The question over here is, should a person eat by the Bris Milo or worry about he's being doich the Shabbos meal until the next day? Come on, Gemara Rom brings down the Lavush. Lavush says, eat by the Bris Milo. Any Shabbos? Don't worry about. Are you not going to come to heaven? Don't worry about. Have the next day all three meals. Passed away by the grass. Come on, Mishimun says, what do you mean? Don't eat by the Bris Milo. Chiyot eat by the Bris Milo? You have no chiyot. No chiv to eat by the Bismillah. It's not your. Again, you miftatev. You have no chiv. The case he didn't invite you. You have no chiv. So elamai, you have a chiv later on. So the person should yeshlem noya not eat by the morning. L'chum, it sounds like what he said in Machlokes is, you have a mitzvah kiyum right now. There's a chiv later on. Can a kiyum be doicho a chiv later on? What's the correct thing to go do? Let's make it very practical. Let's say there's a kiyum, some odd reason during the year, to mekayim the mitzvah ad lo yoda. I'm poor. But what will happen, you mekayim ad lo yoda, you'll be problem with mincha and ma'ariv, chiv later on, mazals and the brachas over here. What's a better thing to go do? Worry about your kiyum of ad lo yoda, bi'alocha bin yam, rav yod, it's a kiyum. Or choshuk and tzedakets of a kiyum. But what will happen, you come to miss mincha and ma'ariv later on. What's a locha? The kiyum now versus the chiv later on. Come on, the Bialoch over here. Bialoch in Tof Reis Tzadikai by Purim, it's a base. He says, the Bialoch is, the Chui should worry about your Chiv later on. And his words are, Mutav Shloyish Daker, to worry about your Chiv later on. Mekayim, the idea of drinking, how, but you can get some Megaloi. Adli, you go to sleep a little bit. Well, Maisa, but Mutav Shloyish Daker, come on, the Erech Mishpat. He says, Mishmur is calling Chai Odom. Erech Mishpat, what is true before the Mishmur? Mishmur came in 1907. Erech Mishpat, what is true before? Against the Chai Odom. He said, what do you mean? You have a kiyum right now. A numis place can pass me. You have a kiyum right now. It should be doicha the chiyum later on. So I'll bring you a chloraya. The stricken Reish Mem Ches. Mafligim Mesvino. First, there's a ripe mokim mitzvah to go on a boat. That even what's the mitzvah? Revach, Lishpe, Chaveiro, Panosa, whatever. Very shrach mitzvah. Why? You come along to maybe Mavatel Oinik Shabbos. Anik Shabbos, Mevatel over here. You have a kiyum right now. So it sounds like the machlok is the Erech Mishpat versus Chavetz Chaim. What's better to go do? On Purim is better to mekayim at lo yada, or better to worry about mincha and ma'ariv. You tell me it's machlok is Erech Mishpat. If anyone knows what the Erech Mishpat is, versus the Bialocha, some people are smiling. So machlok is Erech Mishpat, Rav Kook, versus the Bialocha over here. Avadi go after the Bialocha. But if you realize who's the Bialocha, is the Shitosa to our Bialocha, Yishlam Noya. What of Shia? Who is the Erech Mishpat like? It's Lavush. It's the Mogav Rom. Shulchan Aruch Harav already. They're saying, what about the Kiyum right now? A lot of places can say, what about the Kiyum right now? And therefore, come on the Erech Mishpat, it says a person should be Machmer. What Machmer? Machmen Ad Lo Yoda, like Reshem Ches over here. Puchazi Maidan Medabar. Puchazi. People, some have a problem with Mincha Mariv. Mizal's and these things over here. Mizal's and Zedayim, other things. Why? Where are they coming from? Again, Mishmah and Va'id, Mishmah not saying it's also. The question is, what's better? The word over here, Yishlam Noya, word over here, Mutav. I know the Eilim like saying, oh, the people give Musar, it's Osir, Bialocha, Osir, not Osir. The question is, what is better? Oh, they're saying, no, we have Reshma Chassi, Reshma Tess, what about the Kim right now? We have Bushmong Avram, Kate Mafling Mistrino. And the Chavis Chaim says, not the way, Bukhazi. What? Noshma Mechiev? Yes. Oh, Yeshayim Mechiev. For which case? Of Akal Yoda, yeah. Yeshayim, yes, yes. Also, I'm saying, I said, according to Bialoch, Mahalaf, the Rav Yov, Akal Yoda is a Kim. Those one time, maybe it's a Chiev, mask him. The. I said, I'm not sure where to put it. Because I hear. But he could, maybe Kaim meant we're going to sleep, that's why I'm off. Which he says is a better mahalach. I hear. The last point of the Bialoch over here, it brings down that people, Shabbos morning, they'll go to Kiddush and they'll fill themselves up. And he has four problems by people fill themselves up by Kiddush. People want to eat his grimzel, or this shamini mezainis, which basically means the words cake and chol until here, and kichel and herring and kudaima. Yes, number one, you have a problem of that when you come to Yisudas Shabbos, the main sudo, you're not going to eat a l'te'avon, you're not going to have an appetite. Number two, he says, the Ramah brings down the minig, at least the yakis do, in Reish Ayin Aleph, for the person that he washes, makes kiddush. If so, if you wash, makes kiddush, how in the world can you eat other things in between? You have to make a moitzi. Number three, he says, you're going broch Hashem Tzricho, because what are you going to do? You're going to have a case over here of Ben Kiddush, eat, and then make a moitzi right away. And number four, he says, you have a bayah of Kedimus Abrochas, Halacha and Simon, Reish Yud Aleph, you have Mazayas in front of you, and a moitzi in front of you, the Halacha is a moitzi goes first. Now, if you realize, the last three things are not really an issue usually. Usually you have no moitzi in front of you. Usually we're not yakis and we don't wash beforehand. And also, usually the mitzvah is that we wait from the Kiddush having the meal a half hour, so therefore not be nichol get up, going to Baruch Shein Tzvichol. The main problem is they were coming to the Shabbos meal, not in Lita Evon. Now, points out the Chometz Chaim, the Be'etim, it's a machlokes darkei Moshe versus Erzurua. And this book of Rome said we're passing like the Erzurua, we have a problem walking into the meal on Shabbos, then we're not Lita Evon. The Bialoch Lameisa ends off the Minigal Ilam is to make like the darkei Moshe. Not to worry about, we're not walking the meal Lita Evon, we have a right to, we can eat a Sudu Vigil over here. Voidi brings down the grass, not to make a machol against people. But he does say that Anshe Maisa, first of all, should be Mahadir. And Al Kaponimi says not to fill up yourself by the meal, by the Kiddush that you're eating. That means some people, you see them mamash, they sit down, and they mamash, Mekayim Oinik Shabbos, by the Kiddush over here, and they come to the meal and they eat there, because Zayis Kabei to be Yitzhak Zayin. That's what the Chol Tzayim is silly, is incorrect. Can we defend it? We can try, but that's not the right thing. That's not what the Rotsin, not correct. What?
They eat enough cake, they should go
with you washing. Going in, how much cake, mitzaref, not mitzaref, no problem. So they're only chulent, right? And the shalom, different things, the shalom we call it, only eat, and then all the herring, you know, then pacha and whatever they want to eat over here. Pacha, right? Fine. So each one onto their own, agreement, fine, they'll fill themselves up. But at the end of the day, the Chavetz Chaim is surely ending off at the end of the day, the mice is incorrect. And Anshe Maisa, because you by now in the bad, Anshe Maisa is surely machmor over here. They don't do that way. Which now leads to the case of Sif Kimmel. Sif Kimmel comes along with the Mechaber being down that Anshe Maisa they would fast Erev Shabbos to lead to be into Shabbos and have a desire to eat the Shabbos meal. Now it's very clear from the Paiskim. First, come along with the Taz and says, what time of the Ali Rabbah, Archa Shulchan, Dafka, a person, when he will not eat on Erev Shabbos, will not make him weak. Love us today, if you don't eat Erev Shabbos, forget walking to Shabbos weak and we did not enjoy it. That means, first of all, the only people who should walk into Shabbos are Anshe Maisa will appreciate, and this to be little Evon. Second, Meisvish grew from the Magavam and the Bach. Not only that, it's also the fast and Erev Shabbos. You walk in the Shabbos being Mitzar. That means noch in Indian. Number one is this halach of Anshe Maisa is only depends who you are. If you're weak, don't do it. Number two is it's also the fast Erev Shabbos because numerous people walk into being Mitzar less the words of the Chacham is in Istnis. Istnis, he fasts, he won't be a case of Mitzar. Now, the reason why I said the Chura Anshe Maisa, who are usually people Anshe Maisa? Older people here all the time. If I have meal in the morning, I can't eat the meal at night. Echnami, those people, that's Anshe Maisa. They Echnami should fast. But most of us who are younger, everyone in the stream is young over here, everyone. So Maisa, for us people, Chura, this Aloha, if I get, we should not fast over here. Not only that, they point out that sometimes people come to the Shabbos meal and say, we're starving, let's say Kiddush, I'm in pain, I have to eat. They're pointing out from this aloha, you should not walk into the meal being starving in pain, and especially teenagers and kids, before Shabbos, Tarya Meha, but not today's Tarya Meha, the original Tarya Meha. People should echlami, let the kids eat our Shabbos. They should not walk into being mitzvah on the meal. That's Allah and Shulchan Aruch over here. A friend of bringing down. Do not walk into being in pain. That's incorrect. I'm not sure what you said. Aloha in Sefdal over here is when a person who come along and he wants to have a tzayim on Erev Shabbos. So there are two different tzayims to have on Erev Shabbos. The tzayim neged ha-yachid, it's the sugya of tshuva, case of a yard site, or kedoimo, bahab, the case neged the sugya of tzibur. Now first, neged tzibur is very practical. Asher b'tevis last year came on a Friday, and next year will come on a Friday. That means we can discuss what happened last time and this time. And the question is, negate that same, what can we do when we come into Shabbos Bitzar? We just ended off saying a person not walking into Shabbos Bitzar. So maybe the say should be is a person should be Mikabel Shabbos early. When Mikabel Shabbos early, it'll end the Shabbos, start Shabbos early, and eat even when it's still daytime, that's really Friday before the case of Shkia. Is that the correct Hanukkah? Why should not walk into Shabbos Bitzar? But my Bitzar. So first, of course, they're coming from the Sugan Erevin and the end of Paragimel. Over there brings down one time Tisha B'Av came out on Erev Shabbos. Not Shabbat Tavis, but Tisha B'Av came out on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara brings down a Machlekes Tanoim, what to go do. Rabbi Yehuda, he took an egg and ate an Erev Shabbos. It means on Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yehuda ate an egg. Kimel Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Mis'ano Mashlam. A person cannot eat a Tisha B'Av. He has Mis'ano Mashlam. The Gemara Paskins, Mis'ano Mashlam. So number one, Machlekes Tanoim, we Paskin, we have to finish the Tzayim. Number one. Number two, second machlokes, we said misano umashlam. We have to finish it. What does that mean? The way Tosfos brought down by the Torah by us and his father the Rosh means if you want to be mashlam, you have a right to be mashlam. Going to the Shabbos Bitzar, you have a right to. Not the zechiyev to, you have a right to. Atzad Hasheni, the Bialocha brings down the Rekech Rav Yo, Peisayisu brings down. They say no, you have to be mashlam. You have to be mashlam. A second machlokes. A third machlokes is. Even if you have to be mashlim, you have to. But maybe when you're Mekabel Shabbos, you were mashlim. Now it's not anymore Yom Shishi, it's Shabbos Kodesh. And therefore, even though technically the sun did not set yet, or technically it's not Seis Kechovim, maybe you have a right to eat because now it's Shabbos Kodesh. That's Nochem Machlokes. That's Ramov is being now from Aram. That's Nechon Negeda already hit Shabbos. So three seven Machlokes. Number one, Tisha B'Av coming on Shabbos, is it, can you eat on Tisha B'Av or not? We pass, can you can't? Number two, when you say Mas'anam Mashlam, does it mean if you want or you have to? And even if you have to, maybe when it hits Shabbos, the Kabbalah Shabbos early, it's not a problem. Aloha, come on, more in the gate, the case of Tainus Tzibur, Sar B'Tavis, he's Machman all three. We pass, can you see? We pass, can you Mashlam? And even if you have Kabbalah Shabbos, explains the Achronim, Mishmur, and the Mogavram, since the Kabbalah of Tanya B'Tzibur is not up to you, it's also the Tzibur, you have no right to make it different than the Tzibur. The other halacha is, you have to go until nighttime. What's nighttime? Whatever every time is, whatever your three stars are, usually 20 minutes afterwards, 30 minutes, 72, whatever this man is, but whatever your taste is. This Ramah is brought down halacha with the Chayodim, the Kitzvah, the Shulchan, the Paiskim. The B'nai Svar is a little bit of Mavucha what he holds. The Mechab does not discuss the case of Tanya B'Tzibur, he discusses the only case of Tanya Yochid. Says the B'Alocha, by Tanis Yochid, this word to be Machmer, because Stam and Mekabel until nighttime. Tanis Tzibur, maybe to be Machdimit, maybe you have a right to come home from Shul, even though it's still the daytime, to eat. And once you make all the Mechaber, the B'Aimer and the Svaradim say, no, don't be the Mechaber, he's not Mechalik. Let's say the other way to be make all the Tanis Tzibur. So Mechalik is in the Mechaber's world, what does he hold? Which comes out to be Ashkan the Machmer, the Mnei Svaradim say the Mechaber is being Machmer. So truly, the halacha says not that way, but the Sfaradim say the Mechaber is that way. So there's no difference practically usually from the Sfaradim and the Ashkenaz. We usually be machman both. That means it comes out when the Paskin. The halacha is when the Asar B'Tavis next season happened. The halacha is a person can only have Misano Mashlam until Tzais. Now those want to know maybe Yish L'Chalek in the case of the Gemara between Tisha B'Av on Erev Shabbos versus Asar B'Tavis. Then maybe there's a story here that to be machmer according to everybody. Because what happened when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos? With Deicho, to Sunday. Right, Tisha B'Av comes on Shabbos, you know, it's in Nitcho, till Sunday. When some potatoes come in on Shabbos, what's the halacha? The Rav Ram says, we keep it on Shabbos. That means that some potatoes have a right to fast on Shabbos. I said, the Rav Ram. Therefore, for that reason, those who want to know, maybe, even if Yehuda agrees, you should fast into Shabbos. Because Shabbos is right by some potatoes to fast over here. If some potatoes came out on Shabbos. That's just someone want to argue. They point out, Luchura, the Mishabura, does not seem to agree to this chalak. You can first argue the point of the Avud Avram. The second is saying the Mishmur is caused by Tainus Chaloim. What's on Locha in that case? That's the case of the Tainus Yochid. Tainus Chaloim, can a person do it on Shabbos? You're allowed to. Yet the Mishmur has it sad to say those won't be makel and can eat. When the Shabbos Maaseh enters, should be the same thing by Tainus Chaloim. He equates it to. The only reason he ends up to be Machmer, calling the Machmer the Bach, to the Sukkim Sakono. I mean, he did not hold this chilik over here. But actually, it comes out. The loch is, people are going to, some potatoes coming up, with anam mashum till the case of tzeis. How it says achreinim, what the ilim does do, the person daven early. And the time they get home, then it's night time, it's after tzeis. Now they bring down the stipend that way, the chodeshon does that way, numis farming down the mice that you can't do, that the real body can't do. The moin am, they daven early, they give a klap, say kriyashma afterwards, but they can start eating once it's night time. Boy, they bring down, what about saying Shalom Aleichem, Eshichal, Ukadoimo? So the Netta can reveal the Numa's farming down the mice of the Chavetz Chaim, that the mice of the Malachim, mice you have guests. Guests are hungry, tell the Malachim to wait. Mice make Kiddush during the year. You also, on the Asar Batavis, tell the Malachim to wait over here. You sing, you say Kiddush, let everyone eat a little bit, then you say Shalom, then you throw out the Malachim. Otherwise, that's what we do. That's negated the case of a Tainus Tzibur. Negated the case of a Tainus Yochid. So again, either happens a case by a yard site. That means halacha in Shulchan Aruch in your day is simon shin ayin beis and simon tov beis is by yard site we fast. I know there's different halachas in Klai, so what to go do. But Shulchan Aruch said the ma'aser we fast on the yard site. Also, b'zman hazeh, it's brought down simon tov kof pei by the Achrenim over here that says we should fast 26 tanaisim during the year, whether the day that Moshe passed away, your arm passed away, your mirror passed away, or different or ches tevis, tes tevis. Void says in Shulchan Aruch over there every Monday and Thursday to fast. Mishmuel said, you don't fast, then the person should not boss of the yayin, only a parvo. That's why the yeshiva's meal on Monday and Thursday has a case of parvo over here. Asa salocho. Now, when these people over here have the case of a tzayim, let's say the yochid, come along the Ramon wants a mechalik. That means the mechabal maizik came along to be machmer. What the Ramon came along to says, I come out to call Mishmuel three darges. Number one, he said the person does not be mashlam. Why is Pentapon his own Kabbalah? He does say it better to mefarish b'shas kabbalo. For my son, I have a right to eat after I come out of the shul. That's aleph. Second, he says I open the gate to tainus of a yochid by tainus chaloyim until the sugya of sakono. Person should be machmir until the night. Number three, what happens all the time? People have a yard site during the week. When they have a yard site during the week, they fast b'sano umashlam till tzeis. Then the next day they have it on Friday. The question is. Now, if I am telling the sugya of neder, the first time I do it till nighttime, maybe all times I have a chid do it till nighttime, but no, might have going to Shabbos with Tzar, I didn't want to do it that way, and get the case of Friday. Mice is machloikis. Mishmur being done a machloikis, achroinim. The Moin's Am says over, Mishmur says, Mokim Tzar, you can't be Mekel. The Paikim says over, it's always Mokim Tzar. Therefore, the Moin Am, again, on Shemaisha, maybe a machmur, but Derek Klaal, the Moin Am, the Paikim say over, technically, you can't be Mekel on Friday. The person has a right to eat once he's down early. Now, if you don't daven early, usually it's winter in the Geya. The summer months people daven early, it's very hard, you're a bit tired. The winter months people don't daven early anyway, usually not a bit tired, therefore the ilim seems to be machmer. Depends when the yard site of Maaseh comes out. But the correct thing is, if you know this halacha now, when in another 100 years you're going to have a yard site, the first time it happens, be mechol, then a person should make a tznai or a kabbalah. I'm not being mekabel in the Geya to Erev Shabbos, that to be mamshich into the nighttime. Then what will happen when it comes on Friday, when you have a Knesset Shabbos being makdim during the day, then the person does have a right to go eat. Fine, I can't do simulation. Tes Be'er Hashem on Wednesday, simulation of Hatzlocho. Not bad.